Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. And I never do, and if I'm lucky, I get to drink with Lynn Miller. Welcome aboard, Lynn Miller.
I love the intro.
Well, you know, it's a work in progress. Good to have you. Well, we're sitting here in the studios of the Bloody Mary concert series. I am ripe with anticipation of our next house concert, which is a week from, well, as we record this, it'll be this coming Friday, the 11th. We have the Mastersons, and I made a little mistake last week. I think I was still on the pain medicines, Lynn, and I pronounced it Whitford, but it is the Whitmore sisters. Yeah.
I'm really excited about this. I listened to some of their tunes, and wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's good. My daughter's in Kansas. Oh, Mom, she's that's going to be a great show.
Yeah, she should come up.
She'd like to. Yeah. The price of gas, you know, they're broke.
Yeah. Well, you know, can't be helped these days, that's for sure, the price of gas. But we still have a couple of tickets left. So if you're in anywhere, you know, 100-mile radius of La Crosse, go on to BloodyMaryConcerts.com. And you probably could still get a ticket. We'll see. I'm guessing they'll sell out before the day of. But so we're looking forward to that. And we are also glad to be partnering with La Crosse Distillery.
Field Notes.
The Field Notes Organic Vodka, whose corn-based vodka is just that, 100% Midwestern organic yellow-dent corn. Besides the yeast and the enzymes they use to break down the sugars in the corn, there's nothing else used to make this spirit. It's double distilled and filtered for an easy finish.
It's really nice.
You looking forward to some easy finish with
easy
your...
Easy finish, yes.
With your bloody? Yeah.
Well, you can drink it alone or with your bloody.
Yeah, well, you don't have to drink alone. You just put on one of
drink
our...
Drink with Greg.
Yeah, put on a podcast and... Off to the races. God, it's been an exciting couple of weeks. Getting out to a lot of new listeners. A lot of them are from the Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite group. Lynn, you're in that group, aren't you?
I am, and I love the Unite.
Yes.
We're all united.
We got to stick together. We do. I really enjoy it. Jim Tauscher, he's the moderator for the group, and he does a weekly toast where people weigh in. He just recently posted his Bloody Mary recipe, or one of his favorites, and invited everyone else to throw theirs in. I threw one in there myself. But go on over to Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite if you're not a member, and get in on the fun. We're going to be doing those monthly giveaways.
That's going to be exciting for people. Yes.
I think so. Yeah, and we're working out all kinds of ways to make it more and more fun. And we welcome your ideas, by the way. But at this point, we're probably going to do a monthly giveaway. We'll give away some product from a good Bloody Mary mix. Maybe we'll nail down some discount codes for the group members, that sort of thing. But yeah, check it out. Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite. I don't know if you hear the sound of that doorbell. That
mm-hmm,
is literally another Bloody Mary mix being delivered. That one we'll review probably 3 weeks from now, if we're lucky. But another exciting thing, I ordered a bunch more of those stickers. You know the ones I'm talking about, Lynn?
Yes, I do.
You find them a little offensive, don't you?
I don't like them.
You don't like them, yeah. They have the likeness of a iconic country western singer for
Johnny
trademark.
Cash, yes.
For trademark reasons. We can't say Johnny Cash.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But bleep.
But he's sticking his arm out at the camera, it appears. And instead of that middle finger, he's holding a Bloody Mary. So anyway, those are coming. I'll figure out some fun ways to sell those or give them away or get them into people's hands. So that should be good. today we're going to review Lola's Southern Jalapeno Bloody Mary Mix. And this is from Lola's Fine Hot Sauce is the company.
This is amazing. I mean, it's a really unique family story.
Yeah.
I love it. Yes. Lola means, I didn't know that, means grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can just call me Lola from now on.
Oh, I'm not calling.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Call you whatever you want. I take care of the talent. You know that.
She came to Iowa to start a medical practice. Wow.
Nice. Yeah, so I think it's her son that kind of runs the business, mm-hmm. but he's stolen his mother's recipes. Is that what's going on?
Well, she had made a batch of this recipe, and all of a sudden, he's saying, "Mom."
Yeah.
He starts marketing it, I guess.
Right.
And then the mom and daughter wanted to open a restaurant, and it took off from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a great backstory, and I find the best sauces usually have a nice backstory like that. This sounds like a really cool family business. So they are kind of born of the hot sauce, right? I mean, they started with that.
Yeah, the recipe, she started with the hot sauce. It sounds like she was making it for her recipes, and the kids were grew up with their moms, and then she started developing the sauce, and she was sitting in her kitchen, and her son, what was his name?
Tawfiq.
Tawfiq. I said, "Hey, Mom, this stuff is pretty much," thinking what I said, I'm kind of ad-libbing here, probably said, "Well, this stuff is really, really good. Let's market it."
Yeah, share it. Good idea. So we review Bloody Mary mixes, and that's what we're going to spend most of our time on.
And they have a Lola's Bloody Mary mix. We were talking about the sauce, but they really have a Bloody Mary mix. I'm looking at the bottle right now.
Yeah.
That Greg is hogging.
All in good time, Lynn. All in good time. So the sauce, they did send along their original Lola's Fine Hot Sauce. And so we've been playing around with it a little bit. I cooked up some chicken wings in it.
Yes, and they were delicious. A little really spicy. They were great. I am not a big spicy person, but I still could. You can tweak it to mm-hmm. your taste.
And I doused him in it, I'll be honest.
Yes, he did douse him in it.
I used a lot.
And he made kind of a buttermilk blue cheese sauce to have with it, which helped my palate, because I need some ice cream with it.
Cut through a little bit. I thought you'd appreciate that, Lynn. But yeah, I took, I ate a few of them, and then I decided I'd double down and actually put more.
Yeah, you doubled down, all right. I watched you, and I thought, whoa.
It's a nice, complex spice.
That's why my voice is going to be the way it is today.
Yeah. I know, everybody thinks I have such a glamorous lifestyle. They're like, how do you make such a lucrative living drinking Bloody Marys? And I'm sure they assume, it's just all fun and games. But like today is an example where, not that easy. This stuff was really spicy. My lips were burning, and I had to go through about 3 whiskey sours just to set it right.
I had one.
Yeah. No, it's not all glamour. So, Lola means grandmother. So this is kind of dedicated to the matriarch of the family. And we'll go ahead and plug that in on the website, on the blog. Go to mybigfatbloodymary.com. But let's get to the Bloody Mary mix, shall we, Lynn?
Yes.
I always enjoy your descriptions of the bottle. I'm going to hand it over
Lola's to you. Fine Hot Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and chilled. It's all natural Bloody Mary mix. The label is just pretty forward. It's just nice mm-hmm. lettering, Lola, jalapeno above her name. And Southern jalapeno. And I'm looking at the ingredients. Garlic, lime, juice, vinegar, salt, cane sugar, tamarind, lemon juice, lots of good stuff. Contains celery. That's good.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Are there people with a celery allergy now?
Yes, I do have a friend that has a celery. Yes.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Yeah, it's a good looking bottle. It's glass, not plastic. And it's one of those kind of short, stout bottles with the rounded shoulder.
I see me going that direction now.
We have been seeing this lately. Mm-hmm. I would liken it to a like an old IV bottle or a medicine bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, you just plug this up by your bed, Greg, and run it through your system.
All right, I'm going to pour you some, Lynn.
Yes, you may.
And this is going to be without vodka. We always do it first just on its own. So there's a nice glass. What are your first thoughts there?
Looks like it's pretty dark.
It's very dark in color. Mm-hmm.
A kind of a burnt orange.
Yeah. Very smooth, not...
Oh, wow.
A ton of chewy particulates, right?
So far, I can handle it.
Mm-hmm. It's got a real tangy...
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot.
I do, and it's not killing me.
Yeah. No, it's not terribly hot. It does remind me of the hot sauce. I can taste it, but
it does,
it's not...
But I like it better than the hot sauce.
Yeah.
But I like to drink rather than eat.
More of a drinker than an eater. Well, here we are sitting around in Wisconsin having a nice, tangy, flavorful, rich Bloody Mary. Is there anything that could make it better, Lynn?
The chaser.
Oh.
Here we go. What are we chasing this with today?
Today we are having a Czech-style Pilsner from Potosi Brewing.
Potosi. Woo!
Yeah.
Been there.
Go Scotty.
Partied there.
Have you really?
Yes.
Do tell.
Got thrown off a horse there.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course you have.
Memories. And I got right back on.
Atta girl. Yeah. Cheers. Boy, we had fun last week, didn't we?
Yes. Remember what did we do?
We did. Sucker Punch. We were.
Oh, that was. Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good mix.
I laid down that song, and everyone kind of can't wait to hear you come back.
I loved that song.
I was still a little whacked on
that
illness.
You need to be more whacked. I need to be whacked when I sing. Maybe we should whack me up a little bit.
Okay. So how do you like it, Lynn?
I'm liking it on its own with a nice cube? Yes. I'm actually liking it.
It's very dense. It's dense with flavors.
Full-bodied.
Yeah.
And?
I bet this would be good on wings.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'd probably...
Barbecue, yeah.
But the sauce, you can pick up the same ingredients or whatever. She kind of pairs it. The sauce is kind of... I wonder if she made the sauce first. She probably did the sauce first.
Oh, yeah. The sauce is one of the ingredients in the Bloody Mary,
right.
Isn't it? I believe so. Yeah. So it's kind of built up.
And it's a beautiful, dark, rustic-looking brownish tomato flavorful color with a big giant ice cube in it. Greg's famous ice cubes.
I know. I don't mess around when it comes to those. Yeah, the molasses. I get a little bit of that dark sweetness.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
That might be what's making it darker in color, too.
Because I didn't...
Mm-hmm. So you got jalapeno, you got habanero peppers, garlic, and thyme.
Because I was thinking it was Worcestershire, but it's not. It's just...
tamarind, yeah. Really interesting mix of
molasses
of spices
is what's making
here.
It darker, then.
Yeah. I don't even see Worcestershire, do you?
No, that's what I was thinking, Mary.
I would have guessed that it was that, but no.
Nope, it's...
Damn, that's really good. You know what else is really good, Lynn?
Yeah, we need the vodka. Field notes. I'm sure it's going to kick it up to a... Yes.
Yes, don't mind if I do. La Crosse Distillery's Field Notes Organic Vodka.
Very good.
You ready?
Ooh, I think I'm going to add a little of this.
Well, you should. Otherwise, you got a glass of vodka that's got...
Oh, duh. A
drop of Bloody Mix. We even gave you a stir stick today. I'm starting to spoil you.
Yes. Not using a pen.
Right.
Or my finger.
Well, it's always interesting, before I try it, to see the difference with the vodka versus without. We've got mixes that don't change a whole lot, some that change markedly, some that get better, some that get worse. So
this changes it. Mm-hmm. But it's still, you still really pick up the Lola's original flavor.
Right, right. I still get the molasses. I still get the spice. But it's almost like there's just...
You're right about the molasses.
Extra
it's
layer.
Really kind of a nice little extra. Because normally it's Worcestershire.
Easy for you to say. This is happening one more time, Lynn.
What?
We add the vodka, and it gets sweeter.
Yeah, that happened last week.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to take a pull off of this Field Notes vodka and just see if that's sweeter than I remember.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
So what do you think?
Fresh, definitely. Fresh and smooth. I don't know if I'd call it sweet, though. But it must open up, when it hits the drink, it must just ignite some flavors that are sweeter.
And that's why we drink Field Notes.
I might need to keep confirming this throughout the program.
Well, would you give me a shot glass? I'm not drinking out of the frickin' bottle you just drank out of.
Nothing's going to live. It's 80 proof. You're fine.
I mean, I would kiss you, but I'm not going to drink out of your bottle.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
She's only one bloody in and half a chaser. This is one of the more unique mixes I've had. I don't know what I would compare this to.
You can't.
I've had 1,000 of them, you know, probably close to that.
I'm looking at
would make for a good Michelada, too.
Yes.
You know, you could throw beer in it.
It's vegan, gluten-free.
Southern jalapeno, yeah, and I taste
and
the jalapeno.
Probably made in the USA. Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Down in Des Moines, IA. Yeah, mom is from the Philippines. Dad is from Pakistan. Maybe some of those, I don't know a lot about, Pakistan and its, its cooking. But the intensity and the dense flavors do kind of seem like they might be reminiscent of something from that area of the world.
Well, she says generational family recipe, so I wonder if it's Philippines more than Pakistan, if she's using her background.
Yeah. It's got tamarind. I mean, what kind of cooking do you normally find tamarind in, Lynn? Do you know?
India, I thought.
I don't know, but this is one I'm recommending. Give it a try. If you go to their website, I believe the retail is $8.99 a bottle, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't see anything.
But, dang, yeah, it's got some real interesting flavors that I like a lot. And they're intense. They catch on the back of your throat with a tanginess and that spice. And you really get a nice, clean Pilsner beer to back this
up. It's very good. It's a very interesting background because they evidently have a fairly large establishment because they have, I don't know if it's a plant or they're... Canada, they have a, plus their goodwill is involved with their hiring, and they're very entrepreneurial as far as their how do you pronounce that? I can't pronounce anything right now. The philanthropists, so they really help, easy for you to say. But they're very involved in the community and have done a lot of nice things for the community.
Oh, that's great. I love that. I feel better about buying a product that comes from a company and a family like that. Well, Lynn, there's something looming here that I know we're all waiting for.
Yes, we are. We are. We're waiting. I'm waiting, too.
Okay.
Let me have enough more of this so I sound better.
I think it's time for Lynn to sing.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
Well, it seems like the obvious, I guess, my selection of songs today. And obviously the song has no connection to the company or the family behind
it. Just has a name Lola in it.
It just caught my attention because of that.
I meant to
in a club down in Soho, drink champagne and play like Coca-Cola, fuel LA Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her name, her dark brown voice, she said Lola. La 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 la. The world's most physical car, the wind me tight, broke my spine, my Lola. La 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 Lola. Understand. She walked like a woman and she talked like a man. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola, la 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 Lola. Drink champagne, it's all night under electric candlelight. She made me up to be on her knees. Said good boy and come on to me. I'm the world's most passionate guy. Looked in her eyes, almost fell for my Lola. La 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 Lola. La 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 Lola. Lola. La 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 Lola. La 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 Lola. Pushed her away, pushed her away. I walked to the door, I fell to the floor, down on my knees, looked at her and she at me. It's the way that I want to stay, always wanted to be that way, my Lola. And boys will be girls, mixed up world, mixed up the world. Lola, la 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 Lola. I left home just a week before, never ever kissed one before. Was mine, took it in my hand. Boy, thank you, man. Not the world's most muscular man. You know what I am.
Well, it always is.
You're just so sweet and positive and lovely, and you're my best guy.
That's the field notes.
No, it's just
field notes talking.
Field notes talking.
Well, thank you, Lynn. That is what they come for the most part. It's been a lot of fun. We have a bunch more to review. Next week, I'm going to see if I can capture a snippet from the Mastersons concert.
And yes.
Maybe we'll drop that into next week's. So if you're one of the Bloody Mary companies that's been sponsoring us, if you want to get in on the one that's got the Mastersons, shout out now, because I have about a half a dozen here backed up with no particular order. So I'm not going to tell you what the mix is next week, but I think it will feature a little bit from the Mastersons. Well, follow us on social media. Don't forget to go join Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite. Follow us on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on the website. We put all the show notes there. We'll list the ingredients, pictures. We put fun pictures of Lynn up there, too. So until next time, thank you, Lynn. And
thank you. Thank you,
everybody,
y'all,
for listening.